Everybody Can is a conversation about the people and organizations that strengthen our community by volunteering, donating, serving on boards, or sometimes just showing up in micro moments of kindness. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, tenaciously curious and committed to the notion that connecting and serving others provides a space for all of us to have a sense of purpose and belonging. So part of that belonging comes with, have you ever wondered what happens after you have signed a petition that's been presented to you at a grocery store? Or how that process works? Or what kind of temperament is suited for this unique volunteer opportunity? Consider that initiatives are the direct tool of democracy, and cascading under that is gathering signatures to make this so. Today we have two volunteers who do this very important work on behalf of Whole Washington, collecting signatures for a proposed initiative to establish the first statewide, publicly financed healthcare system in the U.S. called the Washington Health Trust. Wow, the impact that this can have. Welcome to our program, Linda Brewster and Lori Bernstein. Thanks for joining us today. I just gave a broad brush to a topic that's intensely important, and I don't want to get any of it wrong. Lori,
yeah.
Flesh out the Initiative 1471 for me.
Initiative 1471 is a ballot initiative. It's thoughtful and well-researched. It'll create the first statewide, not-for-profit, publicly funded healthcare system in the country. It'll provide healthcare free at the point of service. There'll be no premiums, no deductibles or co-pays. And it will, very importantly, be comprehensive, meaning that it'll cover all healthcare needs, including dental, vision, hearing, mental health, reproductive care, and medications, so that even Medicare recipients will benefit. So this plan will save lives and it'll save money. It does that by taking the profit and most of the administrative costs out of our healthcare system.
Well, would you mind defining a couple of these terms, universal healthcare, if you wouldn't mind?
So universal healthcare means that we recognize healthcare as a human right. Basically, that we see it as a public good and not as a for-profit commodity. And actually, in fact, healthcare was recognized as such way back in 1948 when the UN adopted its Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So in a nutshell, universal healthcare means everyone in and nobody out.
You know, that is a powerful thing to think about, the impact of not having it and how it can really change the trajectory of our lives. And, you know, I have personal experience in my own family, what has happened. Some of the things on your website were just really impactful as to the statistics behind why this is so important. But I'm wondering if listeners might also be thinking a little bit about, well, how is this different than the Affordable Care Act? Is it dovetail? Does it replace? Linda, would you like to speak to that?
It is different than the Affordable Care Act in that even with the Affordable Care Act, we have 30 million still uninsured people. And we have many millions of people that are underinsured. It's a really serious problem. Lots of people have really high deductibles, or else the percentage of a medical bill that they would have to pay ends up being too high for them. And so they don't access care at all. And they get sicker and sicker before they actually will seek medical care. So the other thing is that it isn't tied to employment. The Whole Washington Trust is not tied to employment. So you could be safe to leave your employment and start your own business and without losing your health care. Or if you were fired, you would not lose your health care. So, and the other thing is the difference is that there isn't profit in this system, whereas in the Affordable Care Act, it's very much tied to the for-profit insurance industry. Does that help clarify?
Yes, it does. And it's pretty stunning to imagine 30 million without insurance. And, you know, myself, I know that our deductible is just it's what weighs us down. So those, you're envisioning that should this initiative go through, we would see a substantial change in things like co-pays and deductibles as well. Yeah.
We would not have those in this plan.
Lori, I'm curious how you got started in this work. Would you mind telling our listeners a little bit about your personal history and why you choose to do the work of a signature gatherer?
So I started out getting more involved in politics back in the 2016 presidential race. And through that, I became connected with the healthcare justice movement, working on at the national level on trying to get Medicare for all, and then also working at the state level on the Washington Universal Healthcare Plan, the single payer movement here in Washington state. And there are several states that are working toward getting universal healthcare in their states. And then in the midst of this, a friend of mine, 41 years old, here in town, underwent double lung transplant surgery. And she was one of the fortunate ones in that she had health insurance, but like so many people, she was underinsured. And so her coverage was really nowhere near enough to cover the cost of her surgery, and she couldn't get the follow-up care she needed. And a group of her friends set up a GoFundMe account in her name. We raised a lot of money, but at this point, between medical and living expenses, that account has been depleted. And my friend has also had to declare medical bankruptcy. So the energy that she should be putting solely into healing and recovering from this, you know, extremely traumatic surgery is going into worrying about paying her bills and getting collection notices. And she's not alone. I mean, one third of all GoFundMe campaigns in this country and two thirds of personal bankruptcies are due to medical bills. So in the wealthiest country on this planet, it really shouldn't happen. And if we had universal health care in Washington state, if this initiative I-1471 were to garner enough signatures and actually make it on the ballot and pass into law in our state, you know, this wouldn't be happening to my friend and to many, many others. We have 500,000 people in Washington state alone who don't have health insurance. And it would be a first step, passing it in Washington state on the path to Medicare for all, national health insurance at a national level.
It's so tragic. In my own family, I have a family member who was underinsured, worked for a large warehouse kind of home improvement. She had insurance, did not have the money to keep up with the bills that came because the kind of definition was very limited. And 7-8 years later, she's still housing challenged and working full time and still chasing all that debt. And it's really unfortunate. It has informed the rest of her life. You know, we have this initiative signature topic, but, you know, I think most people don't think about what happens when you are out there and the process of who presents the initiative. How did this get started? I jokingly said to you before our discussion about, oh, would you like me to sign again? I saw deer in the headlights, like, no, you know, we can't. You didn't say anything, but I thought later, oh gosh, I would pollute the process. So talk to me about, so the signature, who wrote the proposal? Who's proposed this?
So it was a grassroots effort. There were healthcare professionals involved and then just regular citizen activists, concerned people. And so that's where the initiative came from. It's been vetted by an economist, so we know that it's fiscally sound. And then the process is to gather 400,000 signatures by December.
Wow.
It's on the ballot in November of 2023. So December sounds like a long time away, but especially with COVID, the big window for gathering these signatures is this summer and all the special events that we're having in town and in other counties around the state, of course. This is a statewide initiative. So by the time this program airs, we'll probably be on to craft fairs for the holidays, and maybe the few remaining farmers markets that we have. And those are our opportunities to gather signatures. And we really need other people to step up. It can seem daunting, especially if you're an introvert, but it really is doable. And we can coach you through the process and provide you with materials. And we need everyone to step up.
Let's flesh that out more fully in just a moment. If you are just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can, and you are listening to KPTZ 91.9. Today, we are speaking with Lori Bernstein and Judy Brewster, signature gatherers for the initiative 1471, focused on healthcare for all. And so this process we are talking about is 400,000 signatures. You're on your way, and people throughout the state of Washington. And is there a state representative or any other impactful points, touch points we should know about that will be presenting it, or should we be writing to someone in addition to signing those forms?
Well, yes, we'd ask people to contact your representatives, Steve Ferringer, Mike Chapman, and Kevin Vandeweg in this area. But your representatives in any part of the state, if you're not in this LD24. Shall I give their contact information?
That would be helpful if someone, that would save them a step. But I want to make sure we take room and time for the nuts and bolts of how to become a signature gatherer.
So let me just also say, when you do contact your representative, let them know that you support universal health care and urge them to publicly endorse Initiative 1471.
Very good. Now, Lori, please add to this. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm thinking just in the interest of time, we can provide people with their contact information if they get in touch with us. And there are two ways to get in touch with us. Locally in Jefferson and Clallam counties, I help coordinate volunteers, volunteer signature gatherers, and you can contact me at froggybottoms20@gmail.com. That's froggybottoms20, the number 20, 20, @gmail.com. And you can also go to Whole Washington's website, the organization that we work with, and that's wholewashington.org. And we especially need help in Clallam County, in Sequim and Port Angeles, but definitely here in Jefferson County, in the Port Townsend, Port Hadlock area as well. And we can provide you with training and materials. The other thing I wanted to lift up was a screening that we're going to be having on Thursday, October 20th. It's part of the Port Townsend Film Festival Focus Series. So it's not part of the main festival in September, but it's part of the special focus series on Thursday, October 20th. It's a new film called Healing Us from documentary filmmaker Kenny Ballantyne. And it features activists from all over the country working to win universal healthcare, including activists from our organization, Whole Washington. And tickets will be available on Port Townsend Film Festival's website in early October online.
Are you in the film by chance?
I am not.
Oh,
but members of our organization are.
Excellent. Well, you know, I'm always reminded of how we can introduce the notion of what's the lowest hanging fruit, what's the easiest first step for a signature gathering. I belong to some groups socially, and I remember, let's have wine and write postcards. I mean, talk about the actual activity of signature gathering. You mentioned the volunteer training, which can be found, and they can reach out to you on the whole. Or would you prefer they reach you directly if they want to volunteer?
No, they can reach out to me. Mm-hmm. Well, fastest would be to reach out to me directly at that Froggy Bottoms address. We actually go out with you as a signature gathering buddy, and you can shadow us, and we can make this painless and actually even fun. In fact, I'm doing that tomorrow with a volunteer, and we'll be doing it throughout this weekend as well. But it's an ongoing process, and it's really easy. We hold your hand, and we walk and talk you through it.
Yeah, what is your favorite strategy? How about you, Linda? Have you had a kind of a fun strategy with signature gathering or a way to approach folks?
Well, certainly to know when anybody volunteers, we send them some links to some information so they can get a little bit of sense of what it is that we're going to be talking about and what the most frequently asked questions will be. And the partnering concept that Lori mentioned is a very helpful aspect of that. When we do get a signature signer who is interested and willing to gather signatures themselves, we make sure we send them that information and partner them if that they wish, or just give them simply one little page, 20 signatures, and send them out in their community or to their friends and family events. So there's a variety of ways of doing it. As for the signature gathering process itself, it really oftentimes we have a board that our petitions are on, and the back of it says, I'm a whole Washington volunteer, sign my petition to get universal health care on the ballot, and it has a QR code. So we flourish this. Often annoyingly, we call out to the gathered assemblage who isn't paying any attention that help us get universal health care on the ballot. We need your signature. And we kind of offer them the signature board as they come to talk to us. We answer their questions.
I love it. I often think about what a great way to model with a shadow with you. And, you know, I think if I had a teenager in high school, you know, to for me as a parent, I would say, what a great civic practice. And, you know, it does take a unique temperament, but I also sense that maybe it doesn't take a unique temperament. Maybe it's a passion for the topic, that it's not as intimidating as some people might think. We have such a deep, deep topic here, and so little time left. Let's make sure we let our folks know one more time about this screening, where you might be petitioning next if they want to ask you about, well, I'm here, I heard your show, I want to talk to you in person. Are you going to be around town at all gathering signatures?
You're darn right. We're going to go to the Wooden Boat Festival. We're hoping to bring some volunteers with us and do some trainings there and partner with them until they're comfortable. We're going to be at the Film Festival, gathering signatures there, and probably at the Kinetic Sculpture Race as well. We'll be everywhere there are people as often as we possibly can.
And Lori, that website and contact information.
Sure. The organization's website is wholewashington.org. That's wholewashington.org. And my personal email to volunteer here in Jefferson and Clallam counties is froggybottoms2020@gmail.com.
I bet you have so many anecdotal stories of painful moments and exciting moments when you have someone go, I had no idea. And listeners, if you want to hear more on that topic, I'd love for you to reach out to me at everybodycan@kpz.org, and we can bring this topic onto the table again. Lori and Linda, thank you for joining me today. It was really helpful to get a better understanding of the work you do.
Thanks so much, Missy.
Thanks a lot.
This is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can. I thank you for taking the time to listen to our program today. It is our hope that in sharing these stories, we've uplifted and encouraged you to find your own path to belonging, perhaps exploring a new skill set or impacting the life of another, changing the arc of their potential. I couldn't do this program without the masterful assistance of our production coordinator and sound engineer, Nora Petrich. Now, go out, get involved, and talk to one of those signature gatherers. Learn a little bit more about the world around you. Have a great day.